a normal childhood. Two-parent family. We lived in, I guess, what you could call a middle-class family. Mother and father both worked. We didn't really want for much. We weren't rich, but we weren't poor, you know. They made it through. Actually, it was pretty nice. I don't have any regrets.
In life, there are challenges that we all must face. For Robert Ximenes, he is here to overcome a drug and alcohol addiction. He talks about the denial that he had during the addiction and how he had to learn to change his ways for himself and the people around him. My name is Taylor Ximenes, and I will be interviewing my father about this. Everyone has their story, and here is his.
Although I grew up in an average household and everything was fine, from the time I was about 12 or 13, I started hanging out with the guys on the corner, drinking, smoking marijuana, doing all sorts of drugs. And while I was doing this, I was still able to maintain who I was without people knowing exactly the extent of my addiction. I went to school, I came home. Nobody really knew what I was doing. I excelled in school. Like I said, I excelled in sports. I played football, basketball, baseball, and track for my high school team. Keeping an A-B average. And at the time, I didn't really know I had an addiction. All I know is I drank, I got high, I went to school, and I was even able to hold down a job. Once I left school and failed a couple attempts at college, I ended up going into the service. Now, while in the service, although I was able to sustain my job, my standing as a, you know, as an enlisted man, that's where my addiction really took off. No real constraints. Nobody really watched what you were doing. My drinking started increasing. My drug usage started increasing. I started hanging out with some what I would call real criminal elements. And these were guys that were from all over the country. So here I was stationed in Virginia, and I'm from Philadelphia. I met guys from Texas, Miami, Detroit, Tennessee, and come to find out that these were what I considered real gangster type guys. I mean, people carrying guns. We always had pockets full of drugs. We started getting into more criminal elements, robbing people, sticking up people, doing things like that. So my addiction took off, but like I said at the time, I didn't know anything about addiction. All I know is I was living the life. I was having a good time, partying, no problems. Once I came back and left the service, I was honorably discharged in 1979. I had been in the service for about 4.5 years, stationed mainly in Virginia, went overseas for about a 6 to 8 month tour. Got back to Philadelphia, was able to find me a job. And ironically enough, the same job I had, even though I was working and helping people, I was working with children at the time. The people that I worked with were the same kind of people I was. The criminal element wasn't there, but the addiction was. More serious drugs, the cocaine, other heroin, even though we never... My crew, we never really did use IV heroin. I mean, we were snorting heroin, cocaine. And again, we were going to parties, hanging out in the streets, going from place to place, pretty much at will doing what we wanted to do. It wasn't until who I met my future wife, who she's my wife now. At the time, we were just going out. She had kind of like noticed and had brought it to my attention that maybe I had a problem, quote unquote. And I remember as if it was the day. The only rule we had in the house was that I needed to be inside the house before the sun came up. We were staying up on the third floor, and I remember coming into the house one morning and it was dark. By the time I got from the first floor to the third floor, Sun was shining, the birds were singing. You'd have thought it was the middle of the day. She was sitting up waiting for me and told me, you got a problem. So rather than get into a conversation, an argument with her, I said, yeah, well, maybe I do have a problem. And it was at that time that she decided that maybe you need to go do something about it. So like I said, rather than get into an argument, I told myself, well, I'll go ahead and play her game. And I said, well, I'll go ahead and get some help. At the time, I had a cousin of mine who also was in addiction. And I had considered myself to be the one who, quote unquote, got him off of drugs a year earlier by helping him get into detox, get into rehab. And he was doing pretty good for his first year. So I remember calling him one day crying, talking about I needed some help. I couldn't stop doing what I was doing. And he agreed to meet me at the time it was the AA clubhouse. Back in the day, it didn't really make any difference where I went. I had problems with drugs and alcohol. So I went to both Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. And I remember the day I was supposed to meet him. I woke up late and I frantically got to the meeting. When I got to the meeting, he was there waiting on me. And that was, I can't remember exactly what year it was, but coming this September, it'll be 20 years since I had any drugs and or alcohol. And my cousin was there for me. He walked with me. He went to the meetings with me. I started listening to the program. They got, a few sayings. Keep coming back. It works if you work it, talking about the program. And at the time, I didn't know what I was doing and why I kept coming back because it didn't make any sense to me. I didn't think I had the same kind of problems that these people had. I was what I guess now I consider myself a functioning addict. As I said before, I was always able to go to school. I was always able to go to work and never became a problem. The only problem was I knew deep down inside that I had a problem and I needed to get something done about it. So I listened. I took suggestions. I kept coming back. I went to the program. They take one day at a time, I had a sponsor, and this guy I had known all my life. He was a friend of the family. He's quite older than me. And as I came into the rooms, I saw him there one time, and I never knew that he had had a problem. So he told me he was wondering when I was going to come through, and he's glad I did. So he took me on and became my sponsor. And through his help, to God's grace and me being persistent, one day at a time, things got better. I stopped using. I stopped hanging around with those kind of what I call criminal elements or people who had problems with addiction. They tell you in the program to avoid people, places, and things. Avoid people who are getting high, places that you know that you used to go to that are your triggers, quote unquote, which will lead you back to using again. And the things. Things is what I struggle with the most because I always like to play cards. I always like to shoot pool. I always like to go to the club, to go to the parties. And that was okay when I was in my addiction, but now that I was trying to do this new thing called recovery, I couldn't do that anymore. So at first I tried to go to the bars drinking sodas, drinking juice. But the elements, the people that were still there. And although I never really picked back up and started using again, I was fortunate enough that I was able to go through. I never went to detox. I never went to rehab. I just hung around with people who were sober trying to recover. I went to my meetings. I prayed to God. I went back to church, and I tried to do the right thing. So, although, like I say, I'm coming up on 20 years of sobriety, one of the main things that I'll say that I overcame was my addiction, and the main thing was getting out of my head. I've got 6 children by 4 different women. And most of that was in my addiction. My three youngest children now, who I have now with my current wife, and she's the one who kind of like helped me get grounded and focused almost 20 years ago. We've been married about 16 years and been together about 25 years. So she was there in the good, the bad, and the ugly. So between my newfound outlook on life, I had mentioned I had went back to church. I'm a prominent member of the church, chairman of my deacon board. I've joined the Masons. I even went back to college when I was 50 years old and graduated 4 years later with a bachelor's degree in business administration, organizational management, with a 3.9 GPA. Who would have ever thought that somebody who came from where I came from and did all the things that I did would be able to achieve such a thing? So family has a lot to do with it. I mean, although I did these things primarily for myself, in the back of my mind, it was always for the betterment of my family, the betterment of my life. And I have a new outlook on life. So every day I get up, I thank God for where I am. And I try to help those who are less fortunate than I am and let them know that they too can achieve what I have. Sobriety, quality education, loving family. What more can I say?